This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Not seeing eye to eye yet. And, you know, rarely do we see deals done on July 15th or July 14th. Like, we saw three huge deals done over the past 2 days. Usually right up against the start of training camp is when these things really kick into gear and when the deadlines end up creating deals. The Commanders are not there. So just because Terry McLaurin does not have a new contract yet doesn't mean he is not going to get a new contract. You mentioned some of the numbers. My understanding, he wants to be in the 30s. And judging by his stats, 30s make sense. And the fact that Garrett Wilson, on his first big deal, obviously much younger than Terry McLaurin, but on his first big deal, got more than $32 million per year based on new money, you'd think that would be good news for McLaurin. We also know that he is pretty serious, right? I mean, he was not there at a mandatory minicamp. He spoke today to reporters, many, many local reporters and some other people who were there to listen to his words. He sounds serious. He is obviously not happy. Commanders want to get this done. You really do have to think, Tom, that this will get done in time. These receiver deals are getting to a point where they are so massive, teams have to make absolutely sure you want to lock a guy up before you do so.
Yesterday, talking about Terry's deal, saying he wants a deal in the 30s. I'll tell you, what's so interesting about these wide receiver deals is, remember, you know, there was a time where, you know, it was pass rusher, left tackle, corner, even before receiver, obviously quarterback. Sauce Gardner just signed the biggest deal in the history of the position, corner, $30 million a year. I mean, that barely, you know, but it barely gets into the top, you know, seven, top eight in NFL wide receiver contracts. I mean, what position's more important, corner or wide receiver? I'd say wide receiver in today's game. With the offense of rules, everything favoring offense, there are just so many of them. Terry right now would play this year if he doesn't sign a contract extension on, you know, a deal with not, you know, that much cash left, $15, $16 million worth of cash left. But the average annual is at 22 plus from his last deal. You know, that last deal got done, if you recall, at the end of June. If you also recall, there was a lot going on in the organization. You know, congressional hearings were approaching. A lot was going on. And would not surprise me if the owner wanted to get it done and create, you know, another story that was football related in that moment. We'll see. Look, I went through this in hour one, and I'll net it out for you. I want Terry. I like Terry. I feel for him because I think he is frustrated and confused and hurt. I think you heard that yesterday. I'll say what I said in the first hour of the show. I think that press conference was handled very poorly. Not by Terry, but by whomever it was responsible for calling it and managing it. It was not the team. I know his agent was there, and I don't know if there was a PR person involved. But 35 minutes talking about your contract situation, where it got very repetitive at times, was not good for anybody yesterday. Makes me wonder about, you know, the representation and how that's working with the team. But anyway, to me, one of the things that I came away with was, is it style or is it skepticism? You know, is this divide? Because the team's skeptical. They don't see Terry anywhere near the way Terry sees Terry, especially not at 30 years old. And I talked about last hour, Terry talked a lot about his age and how he's a different 30 because he doesn't have the wear and tear from the college, you know, reps and snap counts, etc., at Ohio State. But this group, which includes Lance Newmark and Brandon Sosna, who came from Detroit, Sosna's the salary cap guy, Newmark the assistant GM, they did a deal with Amon-Ra St. Brown not that long ago for $30 million a year, $120 in aggregate, okay, $77 guaranteed. But he was 24 when he signed it, played on it at 25. And they're probably looking at this saying, Terry wants more than Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's 4.5 years younger. And by the way, you could make the case is better. Easily make that case. So I think some of that's playing into it too. The team's saying, it's too much, man. It's too much. And by the way, you're playing with a better quarterback. You're playing with the number 5 quarterback in the game. I think they'll get it done, though. That's my net takeaway or net conclusion. I still think they will get a deal done. I don't want Terry playing on the last year of his contract, but I do trust the team in this situation. I do. If I were to take a side right now and say, who do I believe in more and who am I going to, you know, stick with on this? I'm sticking with the team. They've built up a lot of equity here in the last year and a half, last year, you know, and I think there is some stuff here that I wish we knew that we don't know. I still think it'll get done, though. All right. Everybody's been on hold for a while. Let's go to Ian. He's been on hold the longest. Ian, what do you say?
Kevin, I agree with everything you've said. Oh, I thought it was way too long. He almost sounded like an agent or a hype man trying to hype up a client, like a boxer.
Yeah,
trying
to say, it got to be a bit much. I agree.
Right. Now, let me say two parts. I would want to take a side if I knew what Terry's asking for and what the team is offering.
Of course, it's hard.
Given that we don't know, it's hard to know who's being unreasonable. Second point before my big takeaway, my second point is, you're right. Receivers don't move the needle like a quarterback. Everybody understands that. We get this. But if the goal is to win now and to be a contender for the next 2 to 3 years, unless they had drafted a receiver in the first or second round, you need him. So the leverage to me is a little bit more on Terry's side in that, who's your option? You don't have another option right now. And I agree, he's not a top 10 guy. That's been proven in multiple ways.
He's close.
10 through 12, 10 through 15. But he's needed because the team doesn't have another option. Deebo Samuel is not a number one receiver. This is not 5 years ago when he made his one Pro Bowl All-Pro team. But the last point I want to say to you is, Kevin, you spend a ton of time lambasting government bureaucracy and government procedure, saying, hey, in the private sector Kevin days and working at the grocery store startup, we would lock the doors,
order some pizza. That was a great condescending way in which you discussed it, but go ahead.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But you should keep that same energy being like, hey, why doesn't Josh Harris, Terry McLaurin, and their agent lock the doors, order some pizzas, and just get this?
No. This is a contract negotiation. This isn't a deal that's already been done in which you just have to sign off on either yay or nay. You're comparing it to the D.C. Council? It's absurd.
Yeah, but the D.C. Council
contract negotiation, actually, a lot of times contract negotiations work in favor of the people that are patient and waited out. Terrible analogy.
Kevin, you would side with the D.C. Council then, because if they're waiting out the team, they're doing it.
If that's what they're doing, and I've suggested that. You know that. I've suggested, look, okay, if they believe that the team isn't going anywhere, even if they don't vote on this thing until January, and they're really hardball negotiating, good for them. Good for them.
Okay, fair.
But I haven't heard that. I've heard that there's frustration that they can't lock themselves in a room and on a weekend and get this thing done, that they're taking their recess. But it was a terrible analogy to the team's situation. But I agree with you on this, that we don't know enough. The Rappaport, he wants something, you know, in the 30s, you know, low 30s, perhaps. Like, if the team is offering a deal that is, you know, close to, say, the T. Higgins deal, who's a number two receiver, he's great, don't get me wrong. But if they're offering like $28 million a year, and by the way, the guaranteed money's always more important anyway, and they're offering, you know, $40 to $50 million guaranteed, I'd then start to wonder whether or not, you know, cash is an issue for them right now. Seriously. Let's go to Ralphie in Rockville. Ralphie, thanks so much for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. I just wanted to say I was with you on Terry about where he ranked as a receiver last year, but what Terry did in the playoffs put him in that elite category, in my opinion. Just for comparison, if you look at like Justin Jefferson, he disappears in a lot of big games and in the playoffs. You know, I've been watching him a lot, and I remember when he disappeared on Kirk.
Terry's not Justin Jefferson.
He's not Justin Jefferson, okay. But you gotta take into account that in big games, and I was watching him when he played with Kirk in 2023. In that playoff game and how he disappeared.
How about the catch in Buffalo when they had that miracle win on that miracle play on 4th and 21 and ended up leading them to victory? You remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that. But at the same time, look at last year, you know, against the Lions. He was a no-show again.
Well, so, Sam Darnold was a no-show.
True, but you got to, if you're going to get double teamed, you got to get over. Chase always gets open. You know, A.J. Brown.
So does Jefferson.
I'm not too high on him. I got to see more. But, you know, Terry, he shows up in big games, and he showed that in the last two playoff games, even with Heineke,
when
he was
that
quarterback. But I'm always team first, but Terry has more leverage in this situation. That's just – we're going into a year that we can contend for a championship. So, I mean, you can't really plug – like Joe Theismann said, we can't really plug and play another guy in his position. If it was early in the offseason, maybe. But and then last but not least, I thought it was real interesting that Terry brought up that bubble screen out of all the plays that he had, because I think he was trying to let people know, like, hey, man, I'm still that guy. I'm the person who did that, really, besides the people who are blocking. But, you know, I don't need a quarterback, you know, to be productive. And he proved that with Heineke and all the quarterbacks that he played with prior to Jaden. But like I said, I think Terry has more leverage just because of where we are at the moment in terms of contending for a championship. Thanks, Kev.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, he did single out that one play. That was a massive play in the game. You know, they were down 14-10. And, you know, the Lions had gone right down the field, taken the lead. Washington was, you know, we had to keep pace with them during that stretch. And then it was the Quan Martin pick six that kind of turned the game and got it to more than one score. All right, everybody on hold, stay there. I promise you, we'll continue the calls. Your reaction to Terry McLaurin's contract negotiation press conference, contract update press conference. And whose side are you on right now? Team side or Terry side? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
All right, last night the MLB All-Star Game ended in a historic fashion. The AL stormed back after being down 6-0 to tie the game, sending it to a swing-off for the first time in All-Star Game history. Kyle Schwarber won it for the NL with three home runs on just three swings. The Wizards, they suffered a summer league loss last night to the Philadelphia 76ers by a score of 74-58. Bub Carrington, Alex Saar, Keyshawn George, Trey Johnson, and Will Riley, all DNPs due to coach's decision. A.J. Johnson led the team with 20 points, and the second-round pick Jameer Watkins had 10 himself. Tonight, they will take on Ace Bailey and the Utah Jazz at 10 p.m. And last night, the Mystics also fell to the LA Sparks by a score of 99-80. Shakira Austin led the team with 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists. Kelsey Plum and the Sparks had one hell of a night with 4 players scoring 15 or more points. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10-1 and Craig Hoffman from 4-7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.